Open this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Mark's best friend, Ben, follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. A British man's being prosecuted in the United States for allegedly trying to smuggle American military technology to China. John Miller was indicted in his absence, along with two other people. US officials are trying to extradite him from Serbia. From today, the sale of single-use vapes is now banned across the UK. They've been outlawed over concerns about their effect on the environment and also the growing number of children using them. Caroline Johnson is a doctor and Conservative MP.
I think it's good news overall for the environment and particularly for children. Myself, I brought forward a 10-minute rule bill, so a small piece of private legislation back in February 23 with the aim of doing exactly this. So I'm really pleased to see it go through.
A man in his 30s is under arrest in hospital after a woman was stabbed to death in South London. Police say he's being held on suspicion of murder following his arrest in Croydon on Saturday. A passenger train has derailed in Western Russia after a bridge collapsed because of what's being described by local authorities as illegal interference in transport operations. At least seven people, including the driver, were killed when it came off the tracks in Russia's Bryansk region. Three people have been arrested on suspicion of arson after a fire at a shopping park in Northampton. Emergency workers were called to St James's retail complex on Saturday afternoon. And Paris Saint-Germain have been crowned European champions. They beat Inter Milan 5-0 in the Champions League final in Munich. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
A cradle classic that doesn't get much better, to be honest. Bryn Terfel soothes you to sleep in a bit's first lead.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
is Classic FM.
From Sibelius' Andante Festivo on Classic FM. You heard the English String Orchestra there. William Boughton there, conductor. It followed a pizzicati from Delibes' ballet, Sylvia, played by the new Philharmonia Orchestra. And their conductor was Richard Bonning. Katie Brathwick here to choose your tunes this Sunday morning. How are you? Are you up revising? Then you need to know that my Cradle Classic is beautifully soothing for you this morning. If you're trying to drift off, it will help you find the land of nod, I'm sure. But if what you need is a little bit of meditation, then this beautiful love song from Wales is just what you are looking for. And it follows this from Chopin.
Thank you.
Daniel Trifonov and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra on Classic FM, playing part of Chopin's second piano concerto. Mikhail Pletnev, their conductor. So, it is time for me to reveal my choice for your Sunday morning cradle classic. A performance from Bryn Terwijl for your delectation and delight this morning. A piece called Beside the Sea.
Parlando amor, mae'r hosys cochion. Parlando amor, mae lilys gwanion. Parlando amor, mae'n nghariad hunai. Yn casgu'r nos, a chodi'r bore. Parlan amor, mae carreg wastad, lle bym yn siarad gair am cariad. O amgylch hon, be di fy lili, ac ambell gang en oros mari. Parlan amor, mae cerig gleision. Parlan amor, mae blodau'r maebion. Parlan amor, mae popin noeddau. Parlan amor, nghariad unna.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
know what you need sometimes when you're in the middle of exams, or perhaps you're catching up on work for Monday morning and it seems like there's no end in sight? What you need is Percy Grainger's Handel in the Strand, back to back with Bryn Terfel singing Beside the Sea. Ar Lan y Môr, you heard first. It's a Welsh folk song all about love and nature, exactly the sort of thing to soothe a troubled brow. It's from his album that came out back in 2000, We'll Keep a Welcome, Bryn singing with the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Paul Bateman. And that Handel in the Strand you heard, Percy Grainger, the composer, a jolly Handel romp, according to him, played by Philip Martin with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta and Kenneth Montgomery at the podium. Feel better? Yeah, that's all it takes. Katie Brethwick here to hold your hand this Sunday morning. We'll get you through. All of us here at Classic FM, we've got your back and we know how to keep you calm and soothed during troubling times, and we'll get you right to the end of your exams. You'll see. Next, from Johann Strauss II by the beautiful Blue Danube.
Thank you.
We took a trip downriver with Johann Strauss the Younger by the beautiful Blue Danube on Classic FM. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic doing the honours. Gerard Schwartz conducting. Have you been listening to Sue Perkins' Race to the Galapagos? She is here every Friday on Classic FM from 9 with her travelling tunes, care of Hurtigruten Expeditions, and well worth a listen. Sue, in her natural milieu, frankly, talking about classical music and letting her crazy brain run wild. She's so articulate, so imaginative, so creative, and so lovely to have her here in the Classic FM stable. Katie Brethwick with you in the meantime, doing my best with Georg Philipp Telemann.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
It's been in every single Hall of Fame, that, and a climber this year, up 61 places to number 228. Borodin's String Quartet number 2 on Classic FM, played by the Borodin String Quartet. It followed Telemann, his trumpet concerto in D on Classic FM. Katie Brathwick here to choose tunes until 4 o'clock. To take us to the news at 3, Aaron Copeland. Los Angeles. Philharmonic Orchestra playing Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. Zubin Mehta conducting on Classic FM. The news is on the way, and then time for your Hall of Fame 3 at 3. I play you a trio from the Classic FM Top 300, and we begin with Samuel Barber next.
Classic FM.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. A British man's being prosecuted in the United States for allegedly trying to smuggle American military technology to China. John Miller is also accused of organising the stalking and harassment of a critic of Beijing. He's been indicted in his absence along with two other people. US officials say they're trying to extradite him from Serbia. The Defence Secretary has announced a new plan to ensure the UK has enough bullets and bombs for its armed forces.